My name is Carlos Campabadal. I'm a program specialist in feed manufacturing and grain storage at the International Grains Program of Kansas State University.
Carlos, tell me a little bit about what the International Grains Program is.
Well, we do we provide technical service, consulting work, for foreign U.S. grain buyers on different technical areas like feed manufacturing, grain storage, flour milling, and grain trading.
Do you go to them to do this, or do you have teams come up here?
Both. We have trade teams that come to the United States, sponsored by U.S. Grain Council, U.S. Wheat Associates, U.S. Soybean Export Council. Also, we have open courses for people come all around the world. And at the same time, we also go to the different countries that buy U.S. commodities.
What do they need to be taught?
Well, how to make, how to use the grain, how to process it better, tell them what is the new technology, how to improve their production and their processing so they buy more U.S. commodities.
Well, that was my next question. So what is done then to try to coax them into buying more U.S. commodities?
Well, we teach them better techniques on how to process them. For example, on a feed mill, we teach them how to use better the grain, how to store them better. So when they do that, they increase their production on a monthly or weekly basis. Based on that, they will have to buy more ingredients. That means more U.S. commodities to make more feed.
Tell me a little bit about your own background and how you came to this.
Sure. I'm originally from Costa Rica. I come from a farm background, swine farm, beef cattle, and a small feed mill. My undergrad degree is in mechanical engineering, and in the United States, I got a master's in agriculture engineering from the University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana, and also a PhD in agriculture engineering from Purdue University. So my specialty is grain storage and feed manufacturing, actually. Yeah, and I handle all the outreach Spanish-speaking clients that come to IGP. Yeah.
Sure.